Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry. Oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
Hello, this is Peter and Jimmy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962. Welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. Happy to have you here for the next half hour or so to pray with you and for your prayer intentions. If you are listening to me, though, and you're listening to us at the normal time, that, alas, means that you're not in Still River at the retreat, which is where I am today, recording this a few days early, unless you're listening with an earphone and not paying attention to the presentation. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Of course, we could be on lunch at this point, but either way, we're here with an interview. We're here to talk about the gospel and all of that. Well, today, because the interview is short, we're going to go straight to the gospel. And this is from the Last Supper Discourses in John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." Now, this passage brings up something that I've mentioned before, and this is one of the reasons why it's important to pay attention during the gospel and to pay attention to Scripture and to, of course, read Scripture at home or read it during adoration or basically to read Scripture. And there are times when we do not know the right thing to do or we're confused as Catholics. I mean, that's true with people on any subject. I remember a time a long time ago where I was asked to do something, and I was unsure. I ended up going to a priest. This is a long time ago, and it turned out I got some bad advice at the time. But I wasn't sure what to do on something. I did not understand, even though I was going to Mass, Catholic, in good standing, and all that stuff. And now here are the disciples, and two of them named here, Thomas and Philip. Thomas, who had been following Jesus since near the beginning. We don't know. Scripture does not specify how he came in. If you go by the movies, he was either Jairus' servant in Jesus of Nazareth or the vintner at the wedding at Cana, but those are both drama. We don't know actually how Thomas started following Jesus. But we do know that Philip was a disciple of John. So he was probably one of the most experienced of the disciples. and neither one of them got it. Now remember, this is at the Last Supper. This is just before the crucifixion. They've spent maximum time with Jesus. And Jesus is saying to them, you know where you go. You know this, you know that. And they don't know, I don't know this. And it's important to realize that even though the disciples were with Jesus, physically with Jesus, not like us where we will pray, or not like us when we will occasionally feel God speaking to us or whatever. They were physically with Jesus in the same room, in the same presence, for years. And even at that late date, they didn't always get it. And Christ has to explain it to them. And I bring this up first before I talk more about this, because there are many times when we don't get it. We question, we don't understand, and we can't handle things. And it's important for us to remember that the apostles, the 12 apostles, didn't always get it either. So if you find yourself in that situation, don't say, oh, well, I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I can't follow it. No. This is the normal state for people. If the disciples were having these problems, how much more are we going to have them when we don't have Christ directly in front of us where we can see him, hear him, and touch him? Keep that in mind. And what is Jesus telling these guys? Don't let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in me. Have faith in God. I'm going to have things ready for you. And he says, listen, if you can't buy it, just follow the evidence. And he's talking about the evidence. Look at the signs that I've done. Follow these signs. Remember, they've seen him raise people from the dead. They've seen him cure lepers. They've seen him, they've seen him do all of these amazing things. And he's saying, if you can't get your head around it, just look at the evidence. Look at what you've seen. And the evidence is for Christ. The evidence is for the church. The evidence of what would be considered a small sect of Judaism that was persecuted for hundreds of years by, at the time, the most powerful empire known to man, still surviving 2,000 years later and becoming the largest denomination in the world in terms of, Christianity in general, and Catholicism in particular, but more Catholics than any other religion. The evidence is there. And remember, this spread over time in an area where you had no communication like we have today. You walked. You didn't have massive literacy. And yet it's grew and grew and grew despite persecution. So if you're having doubts, just look at the evidence. And the evidence cries out, Jesus Christ is Lord. It just cries it out. So first, don't be discouraged. If, like the apostles, you don't get everything. Of course, you can educate yourself. There's plenty of stuff out there. There's the event I'm at today. There's the event that's coming on next week at, actually a week and a half from now at St. Joseph's. There's always something going on where you can grow your faith and grow your understanding. Take advantage of these things. But if you're still having problems grasping it all, despite prayer, despite sacraments, just look at the evidence, and the evidence will lead you there. That's what Jesus tells the disciples. If you can't believe what I'm saying here just on its face, look at the evidence. Look at what you've seen. Believe because of the works. And that's very, very good advice. Now let's get to our interview, and our interview from the Catholic Men's Conference, I still have quite a few of them left to do, is from Dennis. Dennis is from Adopt a Student. And let's hear what he has to say. Here's Dennis from Adopt a Student.
Okay, we're at the Catholic Men's Conference here in Worcester, and I'm at the table of Adopt a Student, Change a Life, and this is Dennis. Dennis, tell me about Adopt a Student.
Absolutely. We are the program that raises money for St. Peter's Elementary School.
St. Peter's Elementary School.
Yep. And St. Paul's Diocese and Junior Senior High School.
Uh-huh.
We help raise money for about 40 kids a year to go to these schools, kids that desperately need it, but they have to meet some requirements of good grades, that type of stuff, but kids that really want to go to Catholic school, families that want to send their kids to Catholic school, and we're here to raise money for them. We have a few different events every year. We have a golf tournament and a gala.
And here's the thing about the golf tournament and gala and so forth.
And the gala is in the winter.
Uh-huh.
So we just have these two events and we try to raise money. We've done about $4 million over the last 36 years.
Now, given what we've seen from secular education, not just from its failures to educate, but the type of education that people are getting in non-Christian values, how vital is a Catholic education these days?
Oh, very vital. As a father who has four kids that have gone through the diocesan schools, very important. It builds that strong foundation that they need to make the right choices later on in life. And again, every teacher, the chaplains at the school, the headmaster that's a priest, they let you know that, you know, they love you at school, they love you at home, and they build that strong foundation that you need, as well as good quality education.
And of course, if you have the foundation, even if you have rocky times and walk away later, that foundation tends to call you back.
Yeah, if you don't have that foundation, it's very hard to come back.
Yes, I mean, we've talked to many reverts over the years who came back to the foundation when the world tempted them over. Okay, if a person wants to get involved in this, where can they find you, other than here, obviously?
So if you would go to you could Google Adopt a Student Worcester.
Adopt a Student Worcester, if you Google it.
And it would be from the diocesan website or our own website. And there are a lot of ways to get involved.
And your own website is?
Adoptastudent.com.
Adoptastudent.com.
Yes. So you can find us, and we have a variety of ways to donate. And we'd look, you know, from the golf tournament to the gala, or you could actually give individually, and we'd always take your prayers for these kids, because these are kids that their parents or often grandparents want to send their kids to a Catholic school, and they just cannot afford it at all.
All right, well, Dennis, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was Dennis from Adopt a Student. Another worthy interview and another worthy cause, and we'll have another interview from the Catholic Men's Conference next week. We have quite a few more to include. I don't think we'll get through the Easter season without finishing them all. But, I mean, that's what we do here. We try and give you, again, we try and show you. And what I love about these interviews is that there's all of these works that are going on that get very little publicity. All right, let's get to the prayer wall. And I remind you, the prayer wall is at wqphradio.org/prayerwall. And not only can you post prayer requests, but you can reply to prayer requests that are already posted. We have a prayer request up here for Michelle's family, and particularly her son. We're very happy to pray for that. I'd like to pray for my friend Mark, who is out of the hospital and is now home. He's going to be recovering for a while. I'm going to pray for my friend Lee, who's going to be having surgery on both of his hips, one at a time. So that's going to be a little bit nasty. So we'll pray for that. I'd like to pray for my wife, who is currently a bit ill. So we'll pray for her. I'm going to be selfish here and ask for prayers for myself, as I'm between 2 and 8 days away from the end of my job, and I'm going to be still looking. So any prayers in that direction would be most useful. I'm going to pray for our standing prayer request for Mary, who is now moved out of state, for the soul of Nancy, for Jake, for the two Marianne's, for the donors to WQPH, and thank you so much if you are one of them, because without you, there is no WQPH, for the intentions of the Sisters of the Rosary and for the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia, for the success of the Partners in Charity Drive that is going on right now, for the success of the event, The Well, that's going to be taking place at St. Joseph's. Very big speaker there. And for our success, to find where we need to go with God, to understand the scriptures, and to understand the faith. And we can always grab the help of the Holy Spirit for that. And so because of that, and because we're getting closer and closer to Ascension Thursday and Pentecost, we're not there yet. We're going to cheat a little bit, and we're going to pray. Actually, you know what we're going to do? Instead of praying, I was going to pray the third glorious mystery. We're going to pray the fourth, the Assumption. Because for some reason, it occurs to me that we don't pray that very often. And I've just been inspired to pray that one. And you know, when God kicks you in the head, you tend to listen. So let's pray for this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The fourth glorious mystery is the Assumption. We offer thee, Lord Jesus, since the 19th decade, in honor of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary, into heaven. And we ask of thee, through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother, and tender devotion for so good a mother.
In light of Father Leonard Mary's return to Boston, we are featuring a rosary he did on his last trip to see us here at WQPH. Visit WQPHradio.org for more information about his upcoming trip.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most in need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
May the grace and mystery of the Assumption come down to our souls. Amen. And now let's pray for the intentions of the Holy Father. And let's add, for those of you doing the indulgence calendar, and remind you, the new ones should be available to be uploaded this week for this month. And Let's also offer this for any prayers that did not make it to the wall and were not told to me, for any of you who are listening.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We invite you to say the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And we pray all of these things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I want to remind you all that in this area, one of the few things that New England has over other parts of the country in terms of the faith is that we still celebrate Ascension Thursday on Ascension Thursday, and rather than move it. So I want to remind you all, you want to hit Ascension Thursday on Ascension Thursday, because it's a big day. You don't want to miss it. And now let's get to our closing prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Spirit upon this show, upon this station, upon the stations that carry this show, upon all the shows on this station, and upon all those who are listening, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, if you're listening to the replay of this, or listening at WQPHradio.org to the podcast of it, because you were at the event with Father Leonard Mary today, hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't make it, remember that there's going to be another healing. He'll be doing another mass, I believe it's in Woolburn, tomorrow. So you do not want to miss this stuff. Take advantage of these things. Again, and this is something else I've mentioned before, there are always all of these different chances to grow in your faith. Take advantage of them. Grab the gifts that God gives you. That's all for today. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, and God bless from your prayer intentions. Bye now.
Hi there, my name is Laura Casey. You are listening to WQPH 89.3, and it's amazing, and it's a sister program of EWTN, so you're going to listen to lots of wonderful educational Christian adventures. So go ahead and listen to it, and be blessed.
Our job is to get ourselves to heaven and to take as many people as we can with us. That is why there's a WQPH.
Please consider being a sponsor or an underwriter for these broadcasts. visit WQPHradio.org or contact Marianne at 617-459-8735. 617-459-8735.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch. Jesus calls us to love our neighbor. And that means everyone, including our enemies. As St. Paul said, love is patient and kind. But how often do we fly off the handle, are envious, proud, or judgmental with other people? This is why it is so important to be patient and to be kind, and to call on the Holy Spirit to help us choose the words and to seek first the kingdom and God's love in everything. Let's face it, we cannot love people like Jesus says on our own. We need to focus on prayer and calling the Spirit to pour out and ignite in us. So, let's call on God's love every moment and watch how we begin to radiate His love on those around us. For more inspiration, go to KendraVonEsch.com.
On the WQPH 89.3 FM community calendar, there'll be a Catholic event at St. Joseph's Parish in Fitchburg on 46 Woodland Street on May 14th, featuring Catholic speaker Christopher West, who will be giving a talk on theology of the body. The church doors will open at 6:30. The event will run till 9:30 with a half-hour intermission. You can get tickets in advance for $25 or $30 at the door, and you can also get tickets online at aflontickets.com/thewellfitchburg. That's aflontickets.com/thewellfitchburg. That's Christopher West speaking on theology of the body at St. Joseph's Church, 46 Woodland Street in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, Thursday, May 14th. This has been the WQPH 89.3 FM Community Calendar.
On the WQPH community calendar,
WQPH continues their tour with Father Leonard Mary. And this is the day after their retreat at St. Bernard's. It's on Sunday, May 3rd. Join us for a special healing mass with EWTN's Father Leonard Mary at 2 p.m. at St. Barbara's Church, 138 Cambridge Road in Woburn, Massachusetts. Come and pray for physical, emotional, and spiritual healing.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter, or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.